The Chinese drills surrounding Taiwan or around Taiwan right now.
Yes.
President Trump kind of dismissed them.
I think
there's a lot of people who are looking around saying, this is a pretty ominous time,
yeah,
given the calendar
yeah,
and what Xi Jinping may be looking at. How do you view them?
So what sparked this is in mid-December, the United States agreed to an $11 billion sales deal to Taiwan for weapons. Weapons that we see being used in Ukraine to defeat Russia, HIMARS missiles, things like Javelin, stuff like that. And China didn't like that at all. I'm not surprised. Yeah. So this, in the last 48 hours, they've had one of the biggest live fire exercises with missiles to practice up total blockade of Taiwan, including its two deep water ports. And it's meant to intimidate Taiwan, to send a message to the whole region, to the United States, that if we want to take Taiwan, we can do it. And most importantly, it's a message to China's domestic audience. And I think why President Trump correctly downplays it is because this looks, we've all seen this play before. It's like when Nancy Pelosi flew to Taiwan and they had the same thing. What happened, after she left, Beijing went berserk and did another sort of thing. But what drove that in part was all the domestic sort of China's internal tweets, yep, demanding like blood. And this is what happens when you have state-controlled media who whips the population a little too much into nationalistic frenzies. Yeah. They can have what we call famously the CNN effect, where policymakers have to respond to outrage that constituents or others have in order to sort of maintain stability. So in some ways, what we're seeing today, it looks serious, but it's a CNN effect.
Yeah. That's, I mean, good network.
Yeah, I've heard it.